Our guest in the cafe this morning is Caleb Slinker, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know a lot of people would be interested in this in commerce, and that is seeing that Jack Gray has been named the interim Chamber of Commerce manager in Greenville.
Absolutely. You know, obviously Jack has a lot of history in the area, has done a lot in media, worked with the hospitals, done chamber work before, and obviously he and his wife owned the florist shop for a while. And so well-known in the area, has written for us on a stringer basis as well. And so the chamber, you know, needs a, on an interim basis, needs somebody who's got a good relationship with the community and has got those skills. And Jack's definitely the guy. He's kind of self-effacing when you talk to him about it, but I think they really got a strong interim leader, and I think he's going to do a really good job until they get a full-time person there.
How interim is that job, would you say?
Well, I'd be surprised if they hired anybody before the spring. Obviously, there's not a lot of big chamber events between now and you know, the next quarter in 2015. So I imagine Jack will watch him through the holiday season and probably into next year.
Now, I saw another story, Caleb, that the Greenville City Council apparently will create some kind of agreement with the Total Equipment Service Company, and the idea there is to help them expand and hire more people, I guess.
Absolutely. They're considering a tax abatement for them. They haven't approved it quite yet, but the concept would be to help them out with their building. They're adding on to the old wood grain facility, and they're wanting, it's about 150,000 square feet. It's going to add about 100 jobs. It's a $10 million expansion, so obviously the company's serious about investing into the area, and the city council is looking at, you know, helping them out a bit with some tax abatements.
And that would mean perhaps how many more employees there at that place?
Hopefully about 100 more, so is what they're looking at. Yeah,
significant number of workers.
Absolutely. Yeah, for I mean, if Greenville continues, if we could add that every month or so, that'd be a good thing.
We're talking with Caleb Slinkert, who's the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Now, long running story, going back to almost the turn of the century now, was the construction of the Hunt County Jail, and almost immediately it was realized that there were some construction problems there, and they've been in the courts with that ever since, but now there's a settlement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The county commissioner have approved settlements with all of the companies involved in the Hunt County Jail lawsuits. The county is going to get more than $3 million in the settlements, which is a good bit of money. And that money is going to be used to prolong the life of that facility. Like you said, it's been there for about 13, 14 years, and they want it to be there for several more decades at least. And that money is going to be used to maintain it for as long as they can.
What's the condition of the building now? Is it pretty good shape?
Yeah, from obviously, you know, anytime you've got a building in Texas with foundation issues, you're going to have some concerns, and so there's some cracks and some ceiling issues, and from my understanding, the county's had to spend a lot of money kind of repairing those, but I think they're, with this money, they should be able to maintain it and do some work on it to get it to that point where it can be have a prolonged lifespan, at least longer than it would have.
Mm-hmm. So they've been spending money as it is just to keep it in reasonably good
Absolutely.
Shape up to this point. Well, something else that that we might talk about, and that is, and you and I were talking about this a few moments ago, the number of murders, of violent crimes in Greenville seems to be on the increase. There's no apparent connection to them, and yet the trend seems to be there.
Absolutely, and it's obviously concerning and disturbing as a Greenville citizen. You're right, there's not a lot of connection. You know, we've seen at this point over the last two or three months at least five or six violent crimes and murders, and in my opinion, you know, as I drive into work, I cross, I go over the bridge, the 69 bridge over 30, and that's kind of the general area where a lot of this violent crime has occurred, and I see there's a lot more people going through that area, some more homeless or transient people, you can tell there's some increased drug activity and gang violence in the area. And not to alarm people, but I think that it's something that law enforcement and other people need to take seriously. You know, that we're starting to see a disturbing trend, and obviously, you know, last year we didn't have a single murder, and this year's kind of, it's shot up sharply. And so I think that the city and law enforcement officials officials need to take a serious look. I'm not saying they aren't. I'm sure they are. But, you know, I want to encourage them and the populace to take a serious look at what are the causes behind this and what can we do to try and prevent this from happening.
We don't have too much time left, but looking at your website, I see some improvements there, and you guys are doing some new things with your web presence.
Absolutely. We've got a new website, and it's much sharper and much easier to navigate around, and we're doing a lot more video and photo galleries and just trying to kind of up our game on the digital side of things. So if you get a chance, check it out, heraldbanner.com.
All right. Caleb Sligert is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Always a pleasure.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.